Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski is not backing down on her support of nuclear energy in the wake of Japan's crisis, but she says the disaster has been an enormous hit to that nation, as well as nuclear technology. Murkowski has become a top proponent of nuclear power as part of a broad energy portfolio, and her position is watched carefully since she's the top Republican on the Energy Committee. Today, the senator encouraged withholding judgment of nuclear until more is known about what happened.
I know there is a lot of discussion, consternation now about what is the future for nuclear. I don't think that we should jump to specific conclusion at this point in time. I think there is an awful lot that we have to learn.
The U.S. gets 20% of its electricity from nuclear, and Murkowski says it's been generated safely for decades. So she's calling for people to keep what's happening in Japan in perspective. She says it is important for the U.S. right now to make sure that the nuclear facilities operating could sustain a double whammy event of earthquake and tsunami. Democratic Senator Mark Begich agrees that nuclear power plants will need to undergo scrutiny to make sure they can cope with disasters, and he says no form of energy, including nuclear, should be taken off the table right now.
Obviously, you know, there'll be more review of its capacity and what the risk levels are. I think as Japan continues to unfold, I think there'll be, you know, every day we're seeing new issues that are coming up. I think it's premature to say we shouldn't do or that should be part of any energy plan. We need to see and review what happened here.
Begich says this highlights the potential of Alaska fossil fuels and says this should encourage the Obama administration to explore Alaskan gas and oil.